I suppose, you know, self-education eventually, because there were six of us. We were well off, because my mother had family in America, that's in Paris, that's from America. So we had clothes to wear and shoes to wear, and we were, didn't do it too bad. But it was people around us that were really badly off. It was sad, like, that there was, they should have been. I know an old woman that told me a story one day, and she was very bitter. She, as a young woman, when she got married, she had a friend, and she said her first baby was a difficult birth. So her second baby was then a difficult birth, and her doctor said, you can't have another baby, it will kill you. So the doctor then would suggest you better go to your priest.
What did he mean by that?
So was that he'd give her contrition to avoid having babies. But he said, no, you have to have children, that's what you put into the world for Jesus. She died in the torture.
Oh dear.
So I mean, that priest have to answer for, there's loads of priests down in here, like, they'll have to answer for a lot of lives. You think the fellas are bad? No. But as bad as they are, they're human. Yeah. That was subhuman to tell a woman.
Yeah. And she believed the priest.
She believed
right.
A man. Another man. And that anti-man, don't get me wrong, but that was another man. If he was a compassionate man, he'd say, look, you better tell the doctor to give you something, so. Because our two children had to, you talk about divorce, but yes, that was worse than divorce. There was the two children without a mother.